We'll be right back. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. five in a row by Janae. Idleville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is a rare Monday night webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Thanks for joining us on this dreary Monday evening. It's a rainy night in Georgia. Well, it's a rainy night in Ottoville, Minster, and everywhere all around.
Every place up on the way up here, too, for the 7 hours I drove up here was raining.
It should have taken an hour and a half. It took about an hour and 50 because of the weather conditions and the slick roads and crowded highways. But we are here to bring you the play-by-play in color of tonight's game between the Minster girls and Ottoville. Minster 17-1. Ottoville 17-2. Of course, it's a rematch of last year's state championship game won by the Minster Wildcats 63-48. Final difference, Chuck, 15. But I think at the very outset of the fourth quarter, Ottoville might have had a one-point lead. Shortly thereafter, Bridget Landon went down. A concussion protocol didn't come back. Taylor Kogi, Janae Hoing, Courtney Pringer, Ivy Wolf led the way for Minster, which won the state title one season ago during the regular season last year. Minster won a nip-and-tuck battle over Ottoville at Minster. Courtney Pringer scored the last five hoops in that game in the regular season for Minster to pave the way to a close win. Then she knocked down 17 in the state championship game. Ottoville's got to find a way to slow her down tonight. Only one big green starter from a year ago is back. She's a very good one. That's Casey Knippen. She is averaging 14 points a game. She scored 13 in the state title game 1 year ago.
Yeah, Bob, it's going to be a challenge for them. They're at home, though. They've got it didn't work out well for Michigan football, but the revenge factor a little bit. I mean, they lost twice to them last year.
Sure.
Lost in the state championship, and you're right. Going into the fourth quarter, it was still anybody's game.
Yep.
The young lady getting hurt going down, and Janae Hoing going crazy in about a 2 minute span. That was the key in the basketball game, I think, last year.
2 years ago, we were here for a Saturday afternoon affair between these two clubs, and Ottoville edged Minster two seasons ago in this gym. It was a thriller right down to the wire.
I think it was Rutgerman for Minster, who had a 45-footer virtually at midcourt, maybe a step or two either side. It rimmed two or three times, came out. That was for the tie, I think, at the buzzer. Ottoville won by three. Maybe that Minster was down two, and that shot was for the victory. Nonetheless, my memories of this gym, thrilling, entertaining game two seasons ago.
Right. Well, I think it's going to be a fun game tonight. I mean, you got two of the class Division IV teams in the state of Ohio going to battle it out on a Monday night. It's a little rainy, but the weather is not bad. It's warm, especially for February. I think the kids are going to be excited. Pretty good crowd. I think it's going to be a fun game.
Hey, Chuck, how do you describe the coaching job of Mike Wiss of Minster to me? He's calm, cool, collected. Always, though, has a pulse on his team every beat of the way.
I think that sums him up perfectly, the fact that he is intense and calm at the same time. And his rotation, I think his substitution rotation from his first year to now has become superb. I don't sit up here and look at anything that he does and go, wow, I might have done that differently. I just really like the way he handles the girls. They all seem to respect the heck out of him. And he's a really, really good coach on every level and every sport that he coaches at.
Now his counterpart here tonight is Dave Klayman, a legend at Ottoville, 27 years, 13 trips to the regional, seven journeys to the state Final Four. If Ottoville doesn't win the sectional and district both in the given year, they're very, very upset.
Well, they're used to it. It's kind of like Fort Loramie.
Right.
I mean, you get Fort Loramie in there every year. They're going to win the sectional. They're going to win the district. Now, can they win the regional? That's a toss-up. But they're always going to be in the region, and that is the same thing with Ottoville. And it puts pressure on the coach, puts pressure on the kids, because it is expected, and sometimes it's just not that easy.
We are online early tonight because the junior varsity tilt was limited to two quarters. Ottoville had at least two, maybe three young ladies out, so the game got shortened. Junior varsity tilt was two seven-minute periods. However, it went into overtime. Thus, we are online set for a tip-off at about, what,
7:02, 7:05 after the national anthem.
A normal start time would be 7:30. Usually on a weeknight, we would not quite be live online yet for the game site, but tonight we are. Tell everybody that you've got us, and they can get us too on scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I was talking about 3 o'clock this afternoon with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Gardner over at the Hoosiers Gym. The Hoosiers Gym in Knightstown, Indiana, where Fort Loramie plays Strasburg Franklin on Saturday evening at 6. And he says it's a quaint little place, seven rows of bleachers all the way around, seats about 700. There's a platform for us right in the middle of the floor, 5 to 7 rows up on one side.
Or the top, depending.
In addition, believe it or not, there are 7 TV cameras set up. The game is being televised to most of the state of Indiana.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's Indiana, so there's not a whole lot. High school basketball is king over there.
And Fort Loramie basketball will be a part of another production of the Hoosiers.
That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be another long drive, but at least it's going to be on a Saturday where I don't have to work 8 hours, 10 hours before I have to get there.
Oh, that will be a long trek because Knightstown, Indiana, State Route 109 off of I-70 is about halfway, Chuck, between Richmond and Indianapolis.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So it's a haul. But looking forward to it. Game starts at 6. Should be over 7:30, 7:45. Back in Ohio, well before midnight.
Are they playing a JV game too?
A JV game.
But they're playing early.
Yep, at 4:30. Fort Loramie, Anna, on Friday night. A tip-off at 8, big Shelby County League game. We've got it for you. Anna needs to win out in the league, beat Fort Loramie and Rushi to take the Shelby County League championship outright. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before we came on live, you heard from Maury's Landing Restaurant, located across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. That is a new underwriting sponsor. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue is also a fresh sponsor for us, located on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And thank you, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. And also gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio area, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Start of the game upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Ottoville. I love this gymnasium.
It's a neat gym. I like it.
On one side, the far side, the stands are about as high as they are at Versailles. They go up a good, 25 rows or so. We're on the short side, about 8 rows. We are on the bandstand, a platform, even with the foul line and baseline down at one end of the floor. Chuck's closer to the baseline. I'm closer to the foul line. But we're about eye level with the rim, 10, 12 feet off the ground.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's level. It looks like it's warped a little bit.
Yeah, we better let them know. We might have to delay the start of this.
No. We're not going to tell them anything. Saw the Fort Loramie Brain Trust came in, Carla Siegel, and her coaching staff sitting down just below us here, getting a look at Ottoville and getting another look at Minster, even though they've played them in the regular season.
Yeah. And the starting lineup's being introduced. The Minster Lady Wildcats, Ivy Wolf, 14.5 a game at guard, 5'8 sophomore, Janae Hoying, her running mate, 5'6 off. 7.5 points a game. Jessica Falk at a wing at 5 a game, a 5'9 senior. Also in the opening five, Courtney Pringer, 11.5 a game, coming off a 27-point outburst against Versailles, right, Chuck, this past week?
Oh, yeah, she was terrific. I mean, that was as well as I've seen that girl play. She's always good defensively. She rebounds well, and she's going to score 10, 12 points for you most of the time. She was unstoppable.
Yeah, her moves in the post against Versailles were as refined and as polished as I have seen them in her basketball career at Minster.
I would love to see her get on a roll like that. They would be really tough to stop if she could keep playing like that.
The fifth starter for Minster is 5'10 senior, 8 points a game, Damaris Wolf. And, of course, Mike Wiss, third-year head coach at Minster, in excess of 20 years coaching baseball, football, assisting. He does one heck of a job. Not every sport he touches, he's phenomenal at it. For Ottoville, head coach Dave Clayman, opening five, Brindley Hanneman, 8 points a game, 6-foot senior in the middle. Haley Horston, 5'7 senior at a wing. 5'8 senior Quinley Schlagbaum, also at a wing. Those two young ladies at 7 points each. Nicole Kniffen, a 5'7 sophomore, sister of Casey, a 5'7 senior. And Nicole at 8 points a game. Casey, the lone returning starter from a year ago, at 14 points per outing. The big green and the home white. Lime green numbers, gold trim. Gold and green stripes down the sides of the shorts. Minster in the away black. Orange numbers outlined in white. White across the chest. Minster. And both teams wearing the black tennies. The tip to start the game is won by Ottoville down to our right. Big green have the ball deep in the right corner. It's Brindley Hanneman. Two losses for Ottoville this year. In the league, in overtime, on the road at Kaleida. And an 11-point setback away from home at Ottawa-Glandorf, which is a powerhouse in girls Division II this year. Ottoville dribbling out on the arc, not penetrating the top of the circle yet. Minster playing its patented man-to-man. Here's a long lob down inside of the post. It's got by Brindley Hanneman. She pivots and scores. Oh, she got a good angle on Pringer in the lane. Minster attacks. Pringer pivots in the post from 12. Swish. Well, it took Ottoville about 50 seconds to score. It took Minster about 5 seconds to score.
Absolutely.
We're tied at 2. Here's a baseline drive by Haley Horson. Hits a cutter coming down the lane for Ottoville. It's missed on the play by Nicole Knippen. Stick back is no good by Nicole. And Minster's got the board. Tied at 2. Damaris Wolf sets up on the arc. Deep in the right corner to Falk. Out high to Janae Hoyne. Damaris right below us. It's Ivy. Ivy being checked by Casey Knippen. That's a good matchup. Pringer at the foul line. Nobody picks her up tightly. She lets it go from 16 off the heel. Long rebound to Ottoville. Corralled on the play by Nicole Knippen. Spin move into the forecourt. Janae Hoyne giving her a rough time right now. Maybe a 5 second count. There it is. Credit Janae Hoyne.
Yep, she had no place to go, but she gets the turnover. But that's her teammates that didn't come out and give her a hand.
Yeah, 6:23 left to go. Opening quarter tied at 2. Ivy Wolf, midcourt for Minster, outside the arc on the right to Janae. Now to Ivy. She darts to the foul line, leaves it behind her for Janae. Damaris comes out to catch. She's at the elbow on the right. Handoff on the play to Courtney Pringer. Damaris shuffled in so doing. It's a walk. We are tied up at 2. We played nearly 2 minutes. Nice crowd on hand here at Ottoville on a crummy weather night. I'd say, Chuck, there's probably, 800, 900 maybe?
Yeah, this side's full, and the other side's probably half.
Here's a spin move foul line by Haley Horston. Nice bounce pass, right wing. Casey Knippen available, 17-footer, a bit strong. Rebound, Ivy Wolf to Janae Hoyne. Cross court to Ivy. Ivy pulls up on the arc. Behind her to Damaris. Into the post, Springer. Spinning, turning with the left. Overshot it. We got a scrap for the rebound. Nice job by Falk, who earns the tie-up and the possession error.
We don't talk about Jessica Falk, I don't think, enough. She's not flashy in the least, but boy, does she give them good minutes.
Damaris inbounding on the arc to Falk. Right back into the post to Pringer, who dishes to Hoyne. Available three-point shot, front rim, backboard. No good. The carom into the lap of Casey Knippen of Ottoville. As Pringer missed a shot, so did Janae Hoyne that trip down. Oh, look at that runner with the left hand. Casey Knippen from 12. Unorthodox maneuver, but you can tell she's comfortable doing it. She swished it, motoring toward the baseline, parallel to the foul line, or to the foul lane, and it's 4-2 in favor of Ottoville. Damaris Wolf's got a free shot in the corner. 18-footer straddling the arc. Short. Rebound down to Ottoville. Long throw up the floor to Quinley Schlagbaum. Penetrates the lane, pass to the arc, batted away by Minster. Run out down to Falk. Good crossover dribble to the rack. Up and in. Jessica Falk took it one-on-one against Nicole Knippen. Tied at 4. 4:40 left, opening quarter. Baseline right, post player. Brindley Hanneman's got it for Ottoville. Sends it out back to Haley Horson. Hits a cutter into the paint. It's Schlagbaum. And again, the ball is wrapped up by a couple of players. Ottoville benefits from this arrow. 4:32 left, opening quarter, tied up at 4 on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Minster 17-1, Ottoville 17-2. Ottoville 10th in the state in girls Division 4. They've crept into the top 10 in Ohio. Last week, Minster number 2. Wildcats, as a result of Fort Loramie's narrow win over Miami East, close the gap against the Redskins. Fort Loramie still won, Minster 2. Fouled in the act of shooting was Haley Horston, as she managed to wedge her way into the paint, squeezed off a 7-footer. She was walloped on the arm. The first free throw, lighter rim, and it rolls in. Second shot hits the front rim, kerplunk, it crawls over, it's good too. 6-4, Ottoville, 4:26 left to go here in the first quarter. Janae Hoing over the timeline. Is that a zone defense from Ottoville,
Jim? Yeah, they're playing a 1-2-2 or a 2-3. They're kind of stepping up a little bit on the wings.
Six-footer Brindley Hanneman occupies the area in the paint. Oh, look at that play by Ivy Wolf. She took the ball 30 feet away, got a nice screen, spun into the lane, drove it hard, pulled up and hit a flyer from 8 feet away to tie the game up at 6. Here's Schlagbaum on the arc to a teammate. Long three-try. Casey Kniffen on target, but it spun out. Here is Janae Hoing hustling up the floor, flipped it ahead to Damaris Wolf. Contact foul against Ottoville. Boy, that shot by Casey Kniffen from long range, Chuck, did everything but go in. Looked like two-thirds of the ball disappeared below the rim. The two previous free throws by Ottoville looked rather sloppy, hit every inch of the iron, and went through. That's the luck of the game sometimes.
Absolutely.
Janae Hoing's got the ball for Minster. We're tied at 6. Cross-court pass to Damaris. Now to Ivy. Elbow jumper from 17. Hit the back brace. Daniel Barhorst is in now. Got the long rebound. Ball fired. Baseline left. Damaris is off on a 10-footer. Easy rebound. Stick back. Points for Courtney Pringer. Unmolested on the weak side.
That was a good hustle play right there. She came and nobody put a body on her.
8-6. Minster in the lead but 2. Haley Horston's got the ball 25 feet away. Danielle Barhorst has that assignment. Danielle, a 5'10 senior. Dribbling down the lane, it's Haley Horston. Wild shot, high off the glass, didn't catch iron. Rebound, lead out to Ivy Wolf. Baseline left, Damaris. Shot fake, carves out space in the lane, and banks in a runner. I like that, Chuck. Damaris passed up a pretty easy 16 or 17-footer for a point blanker from 6 or 7 feet.
And she had missed a couple from that same spot, so yep. She shot faked it. Got the defender up on the toes, went around and made it a better shot. You're right.
Yep, she was spot on. Ottoville needs a timeout. 6 straight by Minster. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 10-6 Lady Cats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Chuck, I like that timeout from Ottoville head coach Dave Klayman. Minster had poured in a half dozen points in a row, and the last thing he wants to see happen is Minster put a double-digit edge on the board here in the first quarter.
Yeah, no doubt.
Momentum Minster at the moment, 6 consecutive. Here is Haley Horston, dribble drive. She's at the elbow on the right, dances into the lane. She's jostled a little bit. It's a defensive foul against Minster, not in the act of shooting. It's common. Ball out of bounds. Ottoville right of the basket.
Checking in for Ottoville, number 21, Nicole Peterson.
A couple of changes for the Big Green. Tori Thomas, 5'9 sophomore, out there on the court for the first time. Inbounding baseline, right on the backboard is Casey Kniffen. Ball high overhead. Feeds in the paint to a teammate. Spin move by Nicole, blocked away by Pringer. Minster's got the ball. Long lead out down the floor for Danielle Barhorst. She juggles, can't maintain control. It goes over the end line. 2:46 remaining in the first quarter. Minster now with 3 black shirts in backcourt. Token pressure against Haley Horston. Danielle Barhorst checks her as she dribble drives up and over the Big Green O at midcourt. Coming out straight away, it is Alexis Honigford is in now, a 5'8 sophomore. Hand off to Casey Kniffen, who veers into the right corner, back to Honigford. Honigford with the left hand. Ball thrown baseline left. They tried to post up Casey. Minster got a fist on the ball and got a jump out of it. Minster benefits from the arrow.
Well, they've got Pringer playing behind her, and then that help that came from Damaris Wolf. She's had a block and a steal now.
Now, Autoville prefers to post up Casey Knippen. She is very nimble down inside. Athletic player, can shoot it from anywhere. Here is Minster trying to throw cross court. Courtney Pringer, ill-advised, attempted to find Carly Richard. Intercepted, though, by Casey Knippen. Minute 54 left first quarter. Ball kicked in Autoville's half court by Damaris Wolf. 1:52 to go. Opening stands at 10-6. Minster leads. Nobody scored now. About a minute 15. Minster now with Carly Richard and Danielle Barhorst on the court. Foul line. Nicole Knippen hits a cutter. Casey dribbles baseline and veers off into the corner. Ivy Wolf all over her. What a match there. And Ivy might have dragged Casey Knippen to the floor. Ivy went down two. Reach-in foul on Ivy. It's common.
It's an unlucky foul, but she did foul her. She lost her balance and then kind of tripped her.
Minute 39 to go in the first. Autoville inbounding left of the rim. Ball flipped, head of the key. Caught there by Schlagbaum. On the arc to Kylie Horston, 5'7 junior. Shot fake. Ball punched away by Minster. Here's Ivy, one-on-one, down the floor against Casey Knippen. Pull-up fadeaway from 10. Rattled and came out. Tough break. Rebound Autoville. Nearly stolen in backcourt by Barhorst. She did take it away, but the ball bounced on the stripe. Still 10-6. We're approaching 2 minutes without anybody scoring. Minster in the lead by four. Brinley Hanneman, 6 foot senior, back on the floor now for Autoville. Of course, Minster defensively is spying on Casey Knippen, leading scorer on this club this season, 14 points a game for Autoville.
Yeah, she just sat down, so it's going to be a little easier to spy on her.
If she may take a respite till the end of the period. Here's a short runner along the lane on the left. It's Haley Horston. It is shy of the mark. Hit the rim, skipped over it. Minster with a run out, 3-on-1. Look at Courtney go right down the middle. Awkward shot, no good. Got a rebound. Fed it on the arc to the three-point shooter, Falk. And she banged it in. Good look by Pringer. As she found Jessica wide open. 13-6, Minster up 7. Autoville with the ball, forecourt right. Schlagbaum on the arc, gets a screen from Haley Horston. She steers her way down the lane, overshoots it. Pringer reaches high to yank down the rebound for Minster. Good job. Here's Courtney dribbling. Takes it 40 feet, 50 feet up the floor. Now 60 into the lane. Deals to Richard in the corner. Right back into Pringer. Bounce pass on the arc. It goes to Falk. And now head coach Mike Wiss instructs a play with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And Minster up 7. Pringer, far side of the floor. Barhorst posts up in the lane. Now Janae Hoying with 11. Janae's got it. Lobs down into Barhorst. Tipped away by Autoville. Loose ball. Barhorst has got it with 5. On the arc to Janae. She's got to let it fly. Veers to the right. Cuts into the lane. Jump shot. Janae Hoying. Yes, at the buzzer. What a play by Janae Hoying. Oh, she was alert enough, Chuck, to not take the 3 with 3 seconds to go. She darted into the paint and hit it bullseye from about 10 feet out.
Oh, she was aware. You saw her. She looked up, found the time, and then went ahead and made the proper play. Heck of a play by the sophomore.
And a dynamite finish to the first quarter by Minster, which is up 9, 15-6 over Autoville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a host of underwriting sponsors. We extend gratitude to 3 in Rushi. How about the Jewelry Barn, owned by Jolene Rinderly? It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Drop in, tell Jolene you heard about her shop. The Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi are with us as well. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Second quarter underway. Here's a 3 ball. from 23 feet out. Good by Ottoville to start the period. Nicole Knippen wasn't checked. She had space. Nearest Minster player was 5 or 6 feet away, and she lofted in a trifecta. Minster's 9-point lead is suddenly 6. 30 seconds gone, quarter number 2. Damaris Wolf, high right to Janae, high left. Now to Falk, back to Janae, who concluded play in the first quarter with a buzzer beater. Baseline right, short corner, Carly Richard open. Shy of the mark on the 12-footer, barely grazed iron, rebound down to Nicole Knippen in backcourt for Ottoville. She strolls up the floor, angles left, falls down 30 feet from the rim. Loose ball momentarily. Haley Horston gobbles it up. She veers into the paint. Knocked away by Richard. Got it back. Threw it inside the arc in the right flank. 17-foot jumper by Nicole Knippen. Short. It flared off the iron into the hands of Janae Hoyne. Quickly down the floor to Falk. Available. She lines up the three ball. Good again by Jessica Falk. Jessica on the money.
She's got 8 now.
8 of the 17 for Minster. Scored by Falk. 17-9 Wildcats. 6:28 to go, second quarter. Up the floor for the Ottoville Big Green. It's Honigford, stolen by Falk. And Falk touched it. Got a piece of it. Almost cradled the ball before it went out of bounds. Ottoville gets it back.
They changed that to a 2 on the scoreboard. I thought he raised his hand, but I might have been wrong.
We'll give Falk a deuce. 17-9 is the correct score. Ivy Wolf back on the floor for Carly Richard. Richard had been in for a moment or so for the Minster Wildcats. Carly, a 5'7 senior guard forward. Here is Ottoville attacking. Bounce pass left corner, a sloppy one. Ivy Wolf with the theft. She pilfered Casey Knippen, then stormed down the floor and out of nowhere from behind, Casey Knippen blocked the shot.
Well, that's good hustle, because when you get your shot blocked, you have a tendency to let your chin drop a little bit. She didn't. She raced back down and stopped the two-pointer. That was going to be an easy two for Ivy.
Heck of a play by Casey Knippen, Ottoville's best performer. Here's Damaris Wolf, elbow on the left for Minster, which leads 17-9. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Right corner pass to Pringer. Pringer from long range. 17-footer. Bingo! She's got it.
The girl is feeling it offensively at this point.
Isn't she ever? Wow. She's put together some nice shooting here in recent games and weeks for the Minster Wildcats, who prepare for the tournament. 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a left-hand jumper from 18 feet inside the arc by Casey Knippen, and it rolls right down through the ropes. Minster attacks fast. Damaris Wolf available from 16. Headset. Woo!
You do not want to take a breath, because Minster's already back in the forecourt with the basketball.
It's a jump shooting frenzy right now. 21-11, Minster. Pringer scored, then Casey Knippen scored, then Damaris Wolf popped one in. Here's a scramble for a loose ball outside the lane in the left, and it's touched last by a Minster player as Haley Horston rolled it off the leg of Ivy Wolf. Substitution for Ottoville. Quinley Schlagbaum back in, 5'8 senior. And a breather for Tori Thomas, who'd been on the floor a few minutes, a 5'9 sophomore. Here's Quinley Schlagbaum in the left corner to Casey Knippen. Outside the arc, high right. It's Schlagbaum deep in the right corner. Handled there by Brindley Hanneman. Hanneman to Honigford. She spurts down the lane. Very good driving layup as she beat Janae, I should say. Easy for me to say. Shot rolled off. Didn't go in. She was fouled. Nearly got the bucket and a chance for a three-point play. 4:58 left in the second. Alexis Honigford, 5'8 sophomore at the stripe, dips the knees, and it spins out. 21-11 Minster, just under 5 to play in the second quarter.
They have 9 freshmen or sophomores on their varsity roster.
Head coach Dave Klayman at Ottoville rebuilds in a hurry. He's had great success. Every other year, this team advances to the regional. And they get to the state about once every 3 or 4 years. One free throw made, one missed. Here's Minster quickly, forecourt left. Open again is Falk. Bombs away. Good again by Jessica Falk. Wow. That was from out on Route 224 here in Ottoville. Looked like she scored it from three-point land. 24-12, says the scoreboard, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a three.
That was a three. Previous shot may have been just a deuce. Here's Honickford, baseline right for Ottoville. Ball kicked on the play by Minster, goes out of bounds. 24-12, Minster leads, 4:26 left here in the second quarter of play. Baseline right, Casey Knippen looks to throw in for the Big Green. Deep right corner to Nicole Knippen. Straight on, Honickford. Behind the arc, it's Casey. Casey spin move at the elbow. She's double-teamed, sandwiched by two Minster players. The ball is raked loose, and the arrow results Minster possession.
She tried to go through traffic that time with her spin move. Too many hands in there. She didn't have a chance.
4:13 left here in quarter number two, 24-12 Minster. Ottoville led 6-4 after the first 3 minutes, 45 seconds or so. Then a spurt of six straight by Minster. And the Wildcats have expanded the lead since. Top of the circle to Maris Wolf. Now to Pringer at the foul line. A trio of white shirts around her. She hit the cutter to Maris. Good shot. Fake down low on the right. Left it short. Got it back. Threw it to the perimeter to Ivy Wolf. Knocked out of bounds by Ottoville. 24-12 Minster.
It was a good job by Damaris just to get that shot up. She was in real traffic.
And once she did get that second offensive rebound after getting the first one deflected, she threw it to a teammate on the arc. The Big Green punched it out of bounds. Minster throws in. Ivy Wolf head of the key. Near side, Janae. Left corner, Falk. The zone for the Big Green rotating more aggressively. Jessica's way now. Head of the circle, Damaris. Now Janae. Here's Falk out of the left corner. It looks to be online.
Why not?
It is. We are seated directly above her left shoulder, Chuck, down here in the corner. And that looked like a beauty the moment it left her fingertips. How many for Jessica Falk?
3 threes and 13 points.
Wow. 13 of 27 for Minster, recorded by Falk. Here's a baseline drive by Kylie Horston, the 5'7 junior, batted away out of bounds off Minster. Minster defense extremely tenacious in this game, Chuck. I bet 20-some deflections already.
That's what they're known for. I mean, they do a lot of things well, but their defense is always on.
3:10 to go, second quarter. Minster up 15 now. At the elbow on the left, handling the ball, a Schlagbaum for Ottoville. Gives it up, gets it back. Ball fed to right of the key to Kylie Horston. High left, it's Casey Knippen. Good defense by Ivy Wolf. Near side, Haley Horston. Puts it on the deck, drives against Damaris, got away with a walk, powered it to the rim. Short, no good. Weak side rebound, Ottoville. Maybe an undercutting foul on Minster. It's common, I believe.
I'm not real sure how you missed that travel right there, right in the middle of the floor.
It was significant. Significant. 2:48 to go here in the second quarter. 27-12 in favor of Minster. Danielle Barhorst back on the floor for Damaris Wolf for the Minster Wildcats. Jessica Falk, who's been on fire, stays out there for the Lady Cats. Ball pitched on the arc, handled 25 feet away by Casey Knippen. She goes to the foul line for Ottoville, laterals it 30 feet away to Kylie Horston. Deep right side to Casey. Near side, Kylie chucks up the triple and buries it. Kylie Horston cans a long one, a trifecta for Ottoville. And the 27-12 Minster lead is 27-15. 2:20 left to go in the second quarter. Here's Janae Hoying outside the arc on the right. Courtney Ernst is on the floor now for Minster. Courtney, a 5'8 senior. Long lob aiming for Pringer. Baseline right of the rim. Ottoville got a piece of it and stroked it out of bounds.
I'm sitting right here basically on the end line. That went off Courtney Pringer.
Thought so too. Head coach Dave Klayman of Ottoville.
He agrees with us.
Yeah, he tried to sell the call that it was Ottoville possession. Referee didn't buy it. But yeah, I think Pringer got her fist on it last. Straight away open. Stepping back to shoot is Falk. And this time it's off to the right. Barely caught iron.
But she needs to be in this corner.
You're right. She was not in her spot. Ball went out of bounds to the Big Green. 2 minutes to go, first half. 27-15. Minster by a dozen. It had been a lead of 15 points before the long three ball by Kylie Horston. Horston, a junior, has got the ball now. Sets up Nicole Knippen. She's available from three-point land. It rattled out. Rebound hooked away from Pringer. It's on the deck. Minster goes over the back of an Ottaville player. Team foul six on the Wildcats.
Well, again, thought Pringer got fouled on that rebound. Lost control of it.
Yeah, I thought she was whacked pretty hard. Tell you what, Chuck, I've always said in officiating basketball, put me on a stepladder about 15 feet off the floor, 15 feet up in the air, about 10 feet off the floor at the side court, and I've got a great view. Inbounds pass by Ottaville, knocked away by Minster. Loose ball picked up, though, by Casey Knippen, and she puts it in from 5 feet away. Alert heads-up maneuver by her. Five straight by Ottaville. The lead for Minster, 10. Minute 20 to go, second quarter. Near corner, it's Carly Richard for Minster. Double-teamed, gives it up to Ernst. Well, they're trying to flare the ball inside to Pringer. She's going back and forth, left side of the paint, right side, now foul line. Minster plays pitch and catch on the arc. Then the ball is heaved by Ernst. Far right corner for Damaris Wolf. No one home. 1:03 to go, second period. Ottaville with some momentum now late in the second period. Having sliced into a 15-point Minster lead, it's 10. Eight players in backcourt. Token pressure by Minster, which relents. Damaris Wolf checking Nicole Knippen. Gets a screen ahead of the key. Crossover dribble. Gives it up 25 feet away to Haley Horston. Now to Casey Knippen. Look out. Wow. The left-hander hits it. Longest shot of the night. 27-footer. Wow. Minster gave her space. Dared her to light it up from distance. And she did. Eight straight points by Ottaville, which has cut the lead to seven. Half minute to go, first half. Oh, what a bomb by Knippen. Here's Damaris Wolf countering for Minster. She cans it from three-point territory. And Ottaville dared her to shoot. And she drilled it, 30 to 20. Minster, 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Deep three, left corner. Casey tried to hit one again, short. Rebound Carly Richard for Minster. Eight to go in the half, down to seven. Pringer, head of the key, bobble, got it back. Threw it near side to Barhorst. Two to play. Richard lets it fly. It grazed iron, went out of bounds as the half closes. 30 to 20, Minster. It had been 15, 27, 12. Minster up double digits by 10 after two quarters of play. High school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Ottaville. Wildcats in the lead by 10. We've got the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie at Ottoville, where Minster leads 30-20 at the break. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Jessica Falk has been scalding hot for the Lady Wildcats so far.
Well, she leads the Wildcats. She has 3 threes and 13 points in the first half. On the other side, Casey Knippen has 1 three, but she has 11 points. That's the battle there. Minster's got a 14-8 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Ottoville turned it 7 times in the first half. Minster turned it 4. The Wildcats didn't go to the free throw line. Big Green went 3, 4 times, made 3 of them. The rest of the scoring for Ottoville, I didn't practice names. Kylie Horston has 3. Nicole Knippen has 3. 2 from Haley Horston and 1 from Alexis Honigford. And that is 6 and 14. They scored 20 in the first half. On the other side, besides Falk's 13, they got 7 from Damaris Wolf, 6 from Courtney Pringer, 2 each from Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoeing. They scored 15 each quarter and lead it 30-20 at the half.
Chuck, Ottoville returning just one starter from a year ago, that being Casey Knippen. The Big Green, not as experienced, not as quick as Minster. When Ottoville tries to penetrate, not a real good chance to get a clean drive to the basket. And, of course, Pringer at 6'2 is all over the post player, Hanneman, for Ottoville. I like the way Ottoville shot the ball late in that second quarter. They may have to take more chances from distance in the second half of this game.
Well, besides the one that Casey hit, or I'm assuming her sister, Nicole, had a 3, and Kylie Horston also had a 3.
Right.
That's a couple of other girls that spotted up and made baskets for them. Minster's got an advantage on the boards right now. That's something that Ottoville's got to shore up a little bit. And they turned it over 7 times, but 5 of those were in the first quarter, so they backed them off in the second.
And Chuck, in terms of scoring output, easy for me to say again. In terms of scoring output per game, Jessica Falk, the lightest number for Minster, only 6 per contest. Ottoville knew that coming in. They rolled the dice. They've shaded 5 defenders on the other 4 Minster players, including Pringer and Ivy Wolf, of course. And Jessica Falk has taken advantage and has burned the Big Green in this game tonight.
Well, I think that she is a terrific basketball player. She's a great role player. She's a good rebounder, always plays good defense. And when you get 13 points out of her in a half, that's just gravy.
Wow. Dynamite first 2 quarters for Jessica. Minster leads at 30-20. Over Ottoville after 2 quarters. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie at Ottoville. Minster leads the Big Green by 10. Wildcats up 30-20. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Underwritten, as always, by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since our start more than a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And that move to Ohio happened back in 1982. Tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment, we highlight the Minster Seniors, and this is an outstanding group. They are dynamite performers on the court, excellent student athletes, terrific students in the classroom. Chuck, I think their aggregate GPA is 3.99999. I'm talking about the seniors for the Minster girls, Danielle Barhorst, Carly Richard, Jessica Falk, Lily Peltier, Courtney Ernst, and Courtney Printer, along with Damaris Wolf, dynamite young ladies, all of them with personality plus, and they're super students in the classroom. And I'm telling you what, they're defending state champs in girls Division IV. Somebody's going to have to play awfully well between now and the third weekend in March to knock Minster out.
No doubt about it. I mean, they lost to Fort Loramie, who's going to be in the region. Tri-Village is another outstanding basketball team that's going to be in that regional, barring any kind of a major upset. It's going to be quite the region.
These seniors for the Minster Wildcats, again, Danielle Barhorst, Carly Richard, Jessica Falk, Lily Peltier, Courtney Ernst, Courtney Pringer, and Damaris Wolf under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, you better go to Goffney, Goffney Furniture for high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go Goffney. Well, who will make the statement first in the second half of this game? Will Minster widen the lead with a couple quick hoops? Will Ottaville try to sustain its momentum from late in the second quarter and slice into the 10-point Minster bulge a bit further? It was 15 at 27-12, and then Ottaville closed the first half on an 8-3 run. Big Green had the ball. We open up play in the third quarter. Driving into the paint area, it is Nicole Knippen. Underneath the basket is Brinley Hanneman. Great defense by Minster. No room to roam, and she stepped on the stripe below the backboard.
I saw it at the same time, but I forgot my whistle.
Ivy Wolf over the timeline. Ottaville in the zone. Far right wing, Janae Hoing. Straight away, Ivy. Boy, they got to find Jessica Falk, that's for sure. As she destroyed Ottaville with outstanding perimeter shooting in the first two periods. And Ottaville is more mindful of her on this possession as we start the third period. Dribble drive, Ivy Wolf at the elbow on the right. Back out to Janae. Janae gets a screen from Pringer, doesn't shoot it. Bounce pass left side to Falk. Cross court, Ivy open, steps back, and drains the triple. Ivy Wolf from long distance. 33-20. Minster in the lead by 13. Wildcats strike first to start the second half. Foul line extended left. It's Casey Knippen with it for Ottaville. Throws it to a teammate, sister Nicole. It's behind her and over the Ottaville logo at midcourt. Rolls into backcourt to the Minster bench out of bounds. And head coach Dave Klayman of Ottaville wants a quick timeout. Minster up 13 We played a minute 10 here in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
It is Minster possession. We're back to live action. Top of the circle, Ivy Wolf sprints into the lane, all the way to the basket, running one-hander, banked it, little too much oomph on it. Loose ball rebound, tipped out by Pringer. Some Minster fans thought Ottoville might have squeezed at last, but it's Ottoville possession. Eight players in backcourt. Token pressure by Minster. Lighting up the floor comes Quinley Schlagbaum. She's doubled. Ball rotated to Nicole Knippen deep in the left corner. Foul line, spin move, Haley Horston. Open from 15, puts it on the deck. That was a mistake, knocked away by Minster. Loose ball, gobbled back up on the arc by Ottoville. Penetration by Nicole Knippen. Leaves it behind her for a teammate. Handled there by Casey. Casey, shot fake, foul line, into the paint, missed the 10-footer. Rebound, Pringer for Minster. Up the floor, Janae Hoing. Foul line, Damaris Wolf. Damaris back to the basket. Lobs to Pringer. She's doubled. On the arc to Ivy. She sets and shoots. It is a bit heavy. Weak side rebound. It is smacked out of bounds by Minster. 5:49 to go here in the third quarter. We've had, what, one field goal in the period?
Yeah, we had the three by Ivy Wolf.
Ottoville been shut out here for the first 2:25 of the second half. Here's Casey Knippen darting into the lane. Could have shot it, didn't. Flipped it out back to a teammate. Here's a long bomb by Nicole. Bouncing, no good. Rebound Pringer, stabbed out of bounds by Nicole Knippen of Ottoville. 33-20, Minster in the lead. Boy, a surge here of two or three buckets by Minster might separate this game for good.
Well, they went up 15, and they did a nice job of getting all the way back down to 8, wasn't it, before they took it up to 10 at the half?
Yep, sure was. Here's Damaris Wolf. Here's Courtney Pringer, 35 feet away. Bounce pass in the left corner to Falk. Cross court to Ivy, back to Falk. She's tripped. Common foul against Ottoville. 5:06 to go in the third. Yeah, the state tournament game last year was a terrific contest. Nip and tuck, real even, for 24 minutes plus a minute or two at the start of the fourth. I think Minster had a two-possession lead with 2.5 or 3 to go. And then Kogi leaked out after Janae Hoing stole it. Taylor went the other way. Janae found her. That was the second of two hoops in a row by Minster, which put some distance between the two clubs, and eventually Ottoville had to foul, and it wound up 15. I don't think Ottoville scored a point the last 4 to 5 minutes of that game.
One of the things I remember about that game was the fact that for a girls' Division IV basketball game, the crowd was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That lower bowl was almost full.
Yeah, it roared for four quarters. It was like Division III quality.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over and back, just called against Minster, as the Wildcats got a little lazy and misfired it to the other end. Here is Ottoville attacking baseline left. Nice little left-hand shot by Casey Knippen. Couldn't get the roll. Used the glass. Didn't trickle in for. Minster came off with the rebound. Casey Knippen, very fine player. 14 points a game. Scored 13 a year ago in the state championship game for the Big Green. 4:16 left in a low-scoring third quarter. 13-point lead Minster. Ball lobbed far wing to Janae Hoing. Fakes right, goes left. Ball's on the floor. Ottoville tries to scratch it away from Janae. It's ruled a jump, and the arrow enables Minster to keep it. Well, we played 4 minutes, third quarter. Points not being produced at the pace they were in the first half.
Minster will take it.
Right.
Ottoville needs to start putting some points on if they want to get back in it.
Clock becoming a big ally of Minster. Ivy Wolf, head of the circle. Outside the arc on the right to Janae Hoing. Looks like more of a man defense now by Ottoville. Cutter went through. She was followed. Deep right corner, Damaris Wolf looks for the cutting. Courtney Pringer in the middle. Minster darned and determined here to get it to Courtney. Janae drives. Deep left corner, Ivy. Left open, short on the three. Good rebound in the paint area by Damaris. Turnaround, Jay, short. Rebound, Ottoville, long lead out to Schlagbaum. Great hustle play by Damaris Wolf, who sneaked up from behind and swatted that thing out of bounds. We are still stuck at 33-20. Minster, 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Ball inbounded by Ottoville in the corner to Brindley Hanneman. Hanneman, the senior post player, hasn't touched it much. She's out on the perimeter again here. Ball fed left corner. Haley Horston picked up by Damaris Wolf. Haley stopped her dribble, I think. Nowhere to go. 5 second count, perhaps. Ball dished into the corner to Hanneman. Hanneman starts to drive. She's out of real estate, and she is out of bounds.
Well, they got doubled, and they had the wrong person with the ball when they got doubled.
Now, Minster's defense has really sparkled here in the third period, Chuck. Ottoville without a point.
I think they've only got one shot up, maybe two.
Amazing. Just over three to play, 33-20 here late in the third. Minster in the lead. Damaris Wolf starts to the right corner, gets a screen from Falk, rotates it on top to Pringer. Pringer tried to find Carly Richard cutting. She wasn't open. Here's Ivy out back straight away, elbow on the left, angles into the corner, hands to Pringer, and it's jammed out of bounds by Ottoville. It has been all defense in period number three. Only 3 points tallied, one made bucket in the second half so far, down to 2:45 to go, third quarter. Ivy Wolf to Carly Richard, way out on the floor, 30 feet from the hoop. Left side Ivy to Pringer, low on the left, two white shirts on her back, one of whom gets called for a common foul. 2:39 remaining here in the third quarter, Minster in the lead, 33-20. Nicole Knippen back on the floor for Ottoville. And checking out Haley Horston. Minster lobbing in to Damaris Wolf, right back into Pringer in the paint. She muscles, two defenders on her, now three. Good rotation to Ivy in the corner, short on the long jumper. She's been a bit shy of the mark on two straight threes from that spot. She'll find the range. She was open on each one. As Ottoville continues to collapse big time in Courtney Pringer. The rebound was knocked away out of bounds by Ottoville. And Minster comes right back to the post to Pringer. And again, a white jersey climbs the ladder from behind her. 33-20, Minster leading. Seconds continue to tick away here in the third quarter, down to 2:20 left. Bounce pass to the cutter, Ivy Wolf.
Pass.
Oh, an extra pass to Pringer. Layup is good. Ivy Wolf, with eyes in the back of her head, made an extra dish to Courtney Pringer. She was the beneficiary of a beautiful assist. Excellent passing. In fact, a couple of good feeds led up to the score. Here's a twisting, turning maneuver by Casey Knippen in the lane. The southpaw missed it for Ottoville. She was challenged by Damaris Wolf, who snared the rebound. 15-point lead, Minster. Oh, great back cut. Damaris to Richard. She overshot it. Rebound to Casey Knippen of Ottoville. 15-point lead, Minster. The Wildcats' biggest. That matches the 15-point cushion fairly late in quarter number two. A minute and a half left in the third. Twisting, turning down the lane. Nicole Knippen. Good defense by Damaris Wolf. Might have been contact. No foul. Here's Ivy sprinting the floor. Down to Falk. Layup rolls off. Courtney Pringer, Johnny on the spot, though. Head of the key, Ivy sets and shoots. That one's going to go in, and it does. Oh, it looked good the moment it came off the fingertips.
You're surprised when she shoots a three and it doesn't go in.
38-20, Minster's cushion 18, the widest of the contest.
Now, Ottoville has not scored with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter.
The big green have been blank to the second half, the first 7 minutes. Here's the pass to Hanneman in the post, deflected by Minster, and it was caught by the post player of Ottoville. Before she stepped out, then she crossed the stripe out of bounds. Minster ball. Damaris Wolf, Jessica Falk, Courtney Pringer, all get breathers. Boy, the Minster Wildcats have really tightened the screws defensively on Ottoville in the second half. Here's Ivy Wolf carving out space in the lane. Now to Richard on the arc to Courtney Ernst. Lily Peltier's got it deep in the right corner, and Haley Horston nearly swiped it. It went off Haley's palm out of bounds. Danielle Barhorst in, Ivy Wolf out. Right away in the span of about 10 seconds, Minster goes nine deep.
Yeah, well, they've only scored 8 points here in the quarter, but they've pushed up their 10-point lead to 18.
Yeah, Minster's defense has blanketed Ottoville, which is scoreless, for better than 7 minutes here in the third quarter. 38-20, Wildcats. Janae Hoing, top of the circle, coming out to hedge nicely. Nicole Knippen. Minster gets it out of trouble. Right side, Peltier. Down in the right corner to Richard. 25 ticks on the clock. Late in the third, over-guarding foul against Haley Horston of Ottoville. 24.8 to go in quarter number three. 38-20, Minster. Here is Ernst inbounding side court. High right to Richard. Richard starts to drive baseline in the lane to Barhorst. On the arc to Hoing. She's left open. A little bit wide left. It kicked off iron into the corner out of bounds. And it will be Ottoville ball. 13.3 to go in quarter number three. 10 players in backcourt as Minster tries to deny Ottoville points on this possession. And put a goose egg up on the board for Ottoville at the end of the third quarter, and the Big Green go over and back at the midcourt stripe.
That was a correct call. When she stepped forward with her pivot foot, that moved her into the forecourt, and then she stepped back and her heel touched the line. It's the ball and 2 points, both feet.
If that was the proper observation by the official. Yep, he saw it just like you did, Chuck. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Janae Hoing into the left corner. Fed it to a teammate. Driving is Courtney Ernst, and she draws a two-shot foul. As with 1.3 to go, she shoveled it toward the rim from down around her knees and very neatly will collect a couple of free throws. Clever play by her. And Ottoville, Chuck, will be shut out in this third period.
I would bet that's the only time this year that's happened to him.
Ernst missed the first of two free throws. The score remains 38-20. It was 30-20 at intermission. 38-20 with 1.3 to go in the third. Courtney Ernst bangs in the second shot. It's 39-20. Here's Ottoville in backcourt. Here's a left-handed football pass thrown the length of the floor by Casey Knippen. And the third period's in the books. Minster 39, Ottoville 20. Ottoville held without a point in the third period here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 19-point lead, Minster. We start the fourth quarter. It is 39-20. You may have missed our halftime segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We highlighted all of the seniors for the Minster Wildcats. They are outstanding student-athletes, superb students, straight A in the classroom, and fine performers on the court as well. Danielle Barhorst, a senior. Carly Richard, Jessica Falk, Lily Peltier, Courtney Ernst, Courtney Pringer, Damaris Wolf. What a senior class, Chuck.
Yeah, they're going to miss them, that's for sure.
Cream of the crop. Well, Ottoville turns it over to start the fourth quarter. And we're 30 seconds into the fourth. Ottoville has not notched a point in the second half of this game. Here's Courtney Ernst, head of the key for Minster. She's got a lane, drives down the avenue, missed it at the rim. Rebound, Ottoville, knocked away by Ernst. Barhorst has it, shoots and misses. Rebound, Barhorst, up and good. Danielle Barhorst, pretty feisty on the glass. Good effort by Courtney Ernst as well. Here's Ottoville streaking down the floor. Ball fed in the left corner to Brindley Hanneman. Hand off to a teammate. It is Alexis Honigford. She sprints toward the basket from the top of the key, and the ball is raked away. Foul called in the act of shooting, and Ottoville's at the stripe. A chance to break the scoreless streak here in the second half. 41-20, Minster. It was 30-20 at intermission. Free throw pumped up there by Ottoville. No good. Off to the right. Minster led 27-12. Ottoville closed well at the end of the second quarter to make it a 30-20 game at the halftime break. Since then, 11-0 Minster. Second free throw, Ottoville is in. Shot made by Honigford, and Ottoville's on the scoreboard. 41-21, first point, second half for the Big Green. Here's Carly Richard, foul line, stutter step, she did travel. 6:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minster Wildcats have got a Midwest Athletic Conference game coming up on Thursday against a good new Knoxville team. And then Minster travels to Dayton to take on Carroll, a Division II powerhouse, on Saturday afternoon. I think the tip time for that game is around 3 o'clock. Dayton Carroll was ranked number one in the state for a few weeks, has been number two the last couple weeks. Ottoville down 20 now, 41-21. Outside the arc on the right is Casey Knippen. She throws it to the post, stolen by Ernst. Down the floor to Richard for Minster. Cross-court pass broken up by Ottoville. Loose underneath the rim. Minster's got it back. It's Richard on the arc to Ernst. Sets, doesn't shoot. To Richard, left wing. Carly on the bounce, gives it to Janae Hoying. A push against Ottoville. That's team foul six on the Big Green. 41-21, a 10-minute stretch, Chuck, in which Ottoville has not scored a field goal.
No, they've looked, it's a combination. They've not looked good offensively, and I think it has a lot to do with the defense.
Here is Damaris Wolf outside the arc, far right flank. It goes on the play to Richard.
I guess Avery Wolf.
That is.
Now.
Avery Wolf is on the floor now for the Minster Wildcats, a 5'9 junior. And Avery's knocked down. Could have been a foul. Ruled a walking violation. Ottoville possession. 20-point lead for the Minster Wildcats. In backcourt for the Big Green, it's Quinley Schlagbaum, who strides up and over the timeline. Goes to the elbow on the right. These Ottoville young ladies, Chuck, there are three blondish brunettes out there, all of them with the white headband.
Yeah, they all kind of have the same look, don't they?
They sure do. Little hook shot in the lane, pumped up there by Hanneman. It rolled off, rebound Minster. 5:20 to go in the fourth. Ivy Wolf, dribble drive, foul line, throws right corner, out to Damaris, into the lane, Pringer, fall away 10-footer, bouncing around, coming off. Rebound jerked down by Knippen of Ottoville. Here's Casey, up and over the Ottoville logo. 5 minutes to go. Casey steps into a three ball from way out back and knocks it down. She had one from distance earlier in this game. That one was from 26 feet in the first half. That one right there almost matched it. Two very lengthy three-point shots. Pringer misses a fadeaway jumper in the lane, but Minster gets the rebound. Baseline left, it's Ivy Wolf in the crowd. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Haley Horston of Ottoville. Throws it in backcourt to a teammate, and it's spiked out of bounds by Ivy Wolf. Wouldn't you agree with me, Chuck, the two threes made by Casey Knippen, the longest three-pointers of the game?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that second one might have been a teeny bit longer than the first one.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Very, very uneven offensive production by Minster tonight.
4:24 left to go here in the fourth, 41-24 in favor of Minster. dribbling off into the right corner. It's Casey Knippen. She tries to wedge her way into the lane, gets between a couple black shirts, and draws a two-shot foul. It is in the act of shooting, and Casey goes to the stripe. She was a fine complimentary player last year, scored double digits consistently, had 13 in the state championship game. She's got to be the go-to gal on the team this year.
No doubt about it. She has been tonight. I mean, she's got 15, and they scored 25, so.
There you go. She's got 60% of the production. Both free throws are swished by Casey Knippen. 41-26, five straight points by Outerville. Biggest lead for Minster was at 41-21. And head coach Mike West gets a timeout called with four to play in the game. And Minster up by 15, 41-26 over the Big Green on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yeah, so many thanks to our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. We really appreciate Dan Eilerman Construction coming on board with us here on Scores Broadcast. The Dan Eilerman Construction team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. They'll work closely with you all the way until you create your new home, finish your building addition, or your remodel job. Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie. Phone 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Well, after the timeout, an empty possession for Minster, which misses. And the door has been opened a little bit here for Otterville, which has cut the 20-point deficit down to 15. In fact, at one point it was 21, 41-20. Here's a drive into the lane. Hard-earned effort by Knippen of Otterville. She slammed to the floor. Knocked down hard. She'll shoot two. And a chance now for Otterville to creep back within 13 points. And miss go-to. Casey Knippen is at the free throw line for Otterville. She's a southpaw, very good shooter, nimble on her feet, drives to the basket extremely well, can make shots from anywhere on the court. She likes that runner in the lane, that floating lefty, and she's pumped home two extremely lengthy three balls in this contest. The foul shot is good, and it's 41-27. And Chuck, I think that's seven in a row by Otterville, make it eight straight. And the 21-point Minster lead is 9 to 13. Here's Ivy Wolf, top of the key for Minster. Outside the arc to Hoyne. Wildcats guilty of relaxing the last couple minutes. Here's Ivy Wolf at midcourt. She fumbled the ball, and it rolled over and back. Otterville possession, 3:22 to go in the fourth. Minster a bit careless the last five or six possessions. Here is Otterville in need of a couple threes to put the squeeze on Minster here, make things interesting. At midcourt with the ball for the Big Green and Schlagbaum. Hands behind her to Casey Knippen. She starts the drive, pulls up from 10. Good double team. It's blocked. Damaris got a mitt on the leather and struck the ball away. Ball thrown to midcourt to Ivy Wolf. And wow, she's popped. Foul against Otterville. One and one coming for Ivy, who does get up very quickly. That's big possession. Last trip down for Otterville as Minster doubled up on Casey Knippen. She rose up, elbow on the left, and when she went up in the air, two Wildcats went up with her. Minster blocked it away. Ivy Wolf shooting the one-and-one swish on the shot. And the lead for Minster swells back to 14, 42, 28, with 3:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard not yet registering the last point. Ivy again shoots. It splashes off the back iron into the corner. Otterville traces it down. 14-point lead, Minster, 2:52 to go. Long cross-court pass left corner. Handled there by Schlagbaum. She gave it up, got it back, and shot the three. A little short. The ball skipped over the rim. Weak side rebound, Ivy Wolf for Minster. Long heave down the floor in the corner. Caught by Janae. Into the post to Pringer. Pringer hits a cutter down the lane. Damaris driving layup with the left hand of duty. Assist Courtney Pringer. And a good cut to the hole by Damaris Wolf.
Now they've showed some flashes tonight. I mean, a great start from shooting the ball by Falk got him the lead.
And the lead is swollen back up to 16 again with 2:16 to go in the game. Left corner with the ball, Nicole Knippen. Cross court to Tori Thomas. Here's a shot fake near side by Casey Knippen. She enters the lane, flips it up with the left hand, short rebound Pringer. Back court to Ivy. Chest pass to Damaris. Long cross court to Hoyne. Now to Janae. Near center circle to Damaris. Minster takes time off the clock, 1:52 to go. Wildcats in the 1-1, up 16. Otterville needed to score every single possession the rest of this game to scrap back in. If that was a long shot, it's not going to happen.
Well, you get shut out for a whole quarter, and you're not going to win too many ball games.
No, not at all. Minster's defense splendid, especially here in the second half. Deep in the left corner, Minster with the ball, and head coach Mike Wiss saw that Damaris Wolf was hemmed in, got the timeout. 90 seconds to go. Minster up 16. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, a big round of applause here, Chuck, for Otterville seniors who've stepped off the floor during the last time out with 1:30 left to go here in the game. And, of course, that senior group includes the star of this club, Casey Knippen. Minster with possession, down to 1:19 to go in the fourth. Here's Ivy Wolf on a wee with Janae Hoying. Ivy snaps off the dribble between two players, enters the paint. Ball clawed loose, picked up by Pringer. Out of trouble to Janae. Now Ivy Wolf at center court. Ivy enters the paint area, flips it right corner to Damaris. Now back on top to Pringer. 1 minute to go in the fourth. 44-28 in favor of Minster. Foul 30 feet away against Tori Thomas of Otterville. In a game much closer than the final score, Minster beat Otterville by 15 in the state final last year to take home the crown in girls D4. It was a 63-48 game. Right now it's a 16-point contest, 44-28 in favor of Minster. Ivy Wolf at the stripe. She's got a 1-1 for Minster, and she shoots it up and in. 45-28 Wildcats. Second shot here for Wolf. Otterville managed to cut into the lead by 8 points. It was a 21-point deficit facing Otterville at the very start of the fourth quarter. It was a 21-point cushion for Minster. Otterville scored 8 consecutive, got it to 13, and now Minster has pushed it back out to 18 with 50 ticks left on the clock. Here's Otterville driving to the right corner. It is Tori Thomas. She's now got it 25 feet away, picked up by Barhorst. Thomas head of the key. Lily Peltier back out there for Minster along with Carly Richard. Here's the ball thrown to Peyton Wanamaker, a 6-foot sophomore. It's over her head. It goes out of bounds. 37.6 left here in the fourth. Minster 46, Otterville 28. Well, Minster in the middle of the game, Chuck, the second and third quarters, gave Otterville a taste of its A game offensively and defensively.
Right, yeah. They've kind of sleepwalked through some of the game, but they did what they had to do. I mean, they're up 18 on the number 10 team in the state of Ohio in their gym.
Exactly. Well said. 16.3 left. Tie up in the paint area as Barhorst and Grace Gamble knotted up. Arrow favors Ottoville, which brings it down with 14 seconds to go. And Minster up 18 points. 25 feet away, it's Shayla Gurman, a 5'7 freshman. She's on the dribble. Now to Tori Thomas. She's open. Drives down the lane. Running one-hander. No good. Rebound volleyballed around. Stabbed by Peltier. And that's it. 46-28. Minster over Ottoville by 18. Fine production by Minster offensively. Latter part of the first quarter, all of the second. And then Minster's defense handcuffed Ottoville and shut out the Big Green in the third period tonight. Minster's biggest margin, 21 at 41-20. Ottoville scored eight in a row, got it to 41-28. And then Minster racks up the last 5 points of the game to win it by 18 points, 46-28. Ottoville star player Casey Knippen is a good one. The 5'7 senior is outstanding. She led the home club in scoring here tonight. Chuck will have all the numbers for you in just a moment, plus our Clancy Star of the Game Awards. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com, located in Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And Regal Trophy and Awards is second to none, very reliable, high quality. Regal for the crowning touch. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor as well. Thanks so much to Dan Eilerman and his fine team of Eilerman Associates, a couple generations of outstanding construction people at Eilerman Construction. Call on them if you'd like to remodel, add on to a home, or create something brand new from start. And thanks as well to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in Minster, State Route 362. Superb breakfast open at 6 a.m. A variety of wraps and burgers at lunch. And you can catch the catch of the day at night, including baked haddock. That's at Maury's across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. 18-point win by the Wildcats, Chuck, as we take a look at the scoring.
Well, one of the big keys, Minster out-rebounded them 28-15, 9-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams took care of the ball pretty well. 17 turnovers for Ottoville. I guess it wasn't as good. I wrote down the wrong number. And 9 for the Wildcats. 4-6 from the free throw line for Minster. 8-10 for Ottoville. Individual scoring, Casey Knippen scored 18. No one else had more than 3. 28 for the game. On the other side, Jessica Falk had 13 in the first half. She ended with 13. They got 11 from Ivy Wolf, 9 from Damaris Wolf, and 8 from Courtney Pringer. Terrific night. They did what they needed to. They only scored 16 points in the second half. That is not going to be something you're going to see them do. But they only gave up 8. So I guess in the scheme of things, you know, that's a nice win. But Jessica Falk is my Clancy's player of the game.
Well, she was on fire tonight, and it was her tone setting early on that put Ottoville away.
Yep.
In the first 10 to 12 minutes of this game, Minster really never looked back, thanks to the marksmanship from Jessica Falk. She's our Clancy's Award winner. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Now, you said it best, Chuck. This was a victory by Minster over the number 10 team in the state of Ohio in Girls Division 4, a club that had been strutting its very good basketball. It had been playing extremely well. Ottoville had, over the past several weeks, a loss to Ottawa Glandorf, powerhouse in Division 2. Nothing to be ashamed of there. A league setback in the Putnam County League on the road to Kalida in overtime, a game that Ottoville blew. But Minster handled them on the road here tonight in the confines of the Ottoville gym. Jessica Falk just lit it up. And, Chuck, again, it points up the fact that Minster can score from anywhere on the floor at any time. Almost impossible to cover up completely.
Well, if you do what they did tonight in the beginning of the game and they surrounded Pringer, it made them wide open. Ivy Wolf hit two threes. Falk, like I said, he had three threes in the first half and 13 points.
Yep.
If you're going to try to do that, then you're going to open up something else, and there's an awful lot of talent out there.
Yeah, Ottoville scouted Minster last Thursday when Courtney Pringer poured in 27. And as you say, they shaded Courtney with two and three players, and Jessica Falk made him pay.
Right, and they had to get out of that zone. And when they went man-to-man, yeah, that was pretty much the end of it for them.
And if she doesn't make you pay, Ivy Wolf or somebody else will.
Or Damaris or Hoying, or go down the list.
Minster now 18-1 on the year. Mike Wiss's club plays New Knoxville on Thursday at Dayton Carroll on Saturday. And then a week from Thursday, closing out the regular season against St. Henry on the road in the Midwest Athletic Conference. With wins over New Knoxville and St. Henry, the Wildcats beat out Versailles for the top spot in the girls' standings of the Midwest Athletic Conference. And with the loss, Ottoville is now 17-3 on the season. Again, thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors. We'll highlight them for you again. The Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected. Call Chris North. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris at 937-498-7282. And Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Our next webcast is coming up on Friday night. The Anna boys take on Fort Loramie in a crucial Shelby County League clash. A tip-off at 8, webcast time 7:40. It will be a packed house at Fort Loramie for that important game on Friday night. And then on Saturday afternoon, we'll trek to the state of Indiana from the Hoosiers gym in Knightstown, Indiana, to bring you the game between Fort Loramie and Strasburg Franklin from Ohio. Varsity tip at 6, JV game at 5:30. We've got the varsity contest for you in the quaint little Hoosiers gym, which resembles the gym featured in the movie.
Yep, you got to make sure that they don't let the paint dry. You know? I was going to try to emulate the shooter, but I don't think I could drink that much and then could drive to Indiana to go do a game. So, is that the Strasburg? Is that the one that's all the way over by Canton?
Yeah, they're in the eastern part of the state.
It's got to be, because I used to be around the Janaden-Hutton area with Indian right. Valley South, and I remember them playing them. So.
And it's not the Franklin from down in Warren County, Ohio.
Right.
It's the Strasburg up near Franklin.
That's a little trip for them.
And Knightstown is not named for Bobby Knight.
Should be, though.
For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Ottoville, where the Minster Wildcats have defeated the Ottoville Big Green 44-28.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.